Continuing with the chapter Babu Istihbab al-Tabshiri wa Tahni'ati bil-Khairi, the chapter on the preferability of giving glad tidings, of making dua for a person on the occasions of goodness. In other words, some good has been achieved, there's some good news, there's some news that is encouraging about a certain person, then we give the person glad tidings. Islam is such that it's a rich deen, it's a deen full of values, that there's an opportunity to give somebody some type of joy, to bring happiness to a person's heart. At that occasion, the preferability, the desirability is to say a good words. How happy a person will get when he gets a call from someone, just making dua for him, just congratulating him on some occasion. Although it looks at something very cheap, but it makes a difference to many people if somebody took the trouble to phone them, to give them some congratulations, some mubarakbadi, some shabashi, just to give them that spirit. And many people you'll find that need this little bit of a lift, and one phone call or meeting the person, seeing the person and giving them that little bit of motivation means so much. So all these things are found in our deen. Sometimes we look for it in other type of cultures or in other type of sciences, we look for these emotional therapies. But many things are found in our deen, how we can lift other people up, how we can be a means of support, how we can be a means of making dua. Imagine a community as such. One person gets a child, or person gets a grandchild, and then the whole community, everyone is making amal on this beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many people will come and give, make dua for that person? People will wish him well. People will make dua for the grandchild of his. How nice a person feels. Person won't need to take anxiety tablets, depression tablets, on a general scale. If we have a community like this, we all doing what we're supposed to be doing. Person even down will become high in spirits when his whole community is making amal on something that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. Like that we congratulate someone. Tomorrow we may have something that's good that happened, some good news happening in our home. Then the community will come in, congratulate us. Like that everyone takes a turn to get some type of congratulations. Person feels good in his heart, not because he's looking for recognition or anything. But this is a system of the believers, of the Muslims. We know that we're living in a community where each one is there for the next person. Today's hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that we were sitting in a group with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, together with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. We find that often in a hadith, in a hadith you'll find that a narrator is mentioning that we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he'll add this part, together with Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhuma. And ulama explained the reason why the narrator would add this, although there are other sahaba that are sitting there, but he'll specifically mention the name of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhuma. It was because the general maqam of this sahaba, although we don't differentiate between sahaba, that is not there for us as lay people, but to show this maqam that they held even within the sahaba, that what a great maqam they had, that we were sitting in a gathering with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar were also present in that gathering, to show the maqam they had in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, number one. And number two is they were the ones that Allah Ta'ala had chosen to lead the ummah after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So already Allah Ta'ala had given them that status. To show that status, sahaba or the narrators of hadith would mention this specifically when narrating the hadith. So therefore you'll find Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is also saying that we were sitting in a group with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, together with Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then stood up and he left us. After quite some time had passed, he did not return. We began to fear that some harm had come to him. Sahaba had such great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like a person, like a father for a child. The child went away but hasn't come back. Supposed to come back at 3 o'clock, didn't come back at 3 o'clock. What happened? 3:30, is going to 4:15. Now we start phoning, phone the school, phone the driver, phone this person, phone that person, phone the friends. What happened to the child? Hasn't come home as yet. So like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went away and he didn't come back. That love that they had was even more than the love that they had for their own children. They had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he's saying that we were worried. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not come back. We stood up in alarm. I was the first to be alarmed, and I went out in search for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until I reached an orchard of the Ansar belonging to the Banu Najjar. I walked around the orchard to see if I could find an entrance, but I did not find any. The Sahaba worried about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is saying, I was the first to be alarmed and I went looking until I reached an orchard. In other words, he went in a direction that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, but he did not know exactly where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. So he says, I walked around the orchard to see if I could find an entrance, but I did not find any. But there was a brook flowing into the orchard from a well on the outside. A brook is a small stream. So the only entrance he could find into this orchard was a brook that was flowing into from a well, in other words, a small stream that was flowing, and that entrance of the stream flowing to the orchard was the only entrance he could find into the orchard. This is what Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is saying, is that there was a brook flowing into the orchard from the well on the outside. A brook is a small stream. I squeezed through and went inside to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the love. If it was any one of us, we said we can't find the entrance, we can't find the door, we'll come back. But he made a point of finding some entrance, even though it was the entrance of a stream, it was a small entrance. He squeezed through and he went inside to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked, Rasulullah asked, is that Abu Huraira? I replied, yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked, what is the matter? I replied, you were with us and you got up and took a long time in returning. We feared that something had happened to you in our absence and we became worried. I was the first to be worried or alarmed and I came to this orchard squeezing in like a fox. The people are waiting behind me. As Abu Hurairah said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people are waiting behind me. In other words, all the people are worried about you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Abu Hurairah, he gave me his shoes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his shoes, gave it to Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Why he did this was he wanted this to be a proof that Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came with some evidence, some proof. He's coming now with the shoes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the people are going to see this, firstly what Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is going to say, they're going to believe it. And also they were worried that what happened to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's coming with the shoes. And now he's giving the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will calm the hearts of the Sahaba. Look at what love Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had for Sahaba. One is they worried, and now he's sending his shoes as proof. Don't worry. Everything is okay. I'm okay. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message of glad tidings for Sahaba. With Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, this is what he's tying up with the chapter. We're doing the chapter on glad tidings. So this is the part of the hadith that ties up with this chapter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Abu Hurairah, and he gave me his shoes. He said, take these shoes of mine and give glad tidings of Jannat to whoever you meet behind this orchard who testifies with full conviction of the heart of with the kalima. In other words, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. So in other words, go and give them glad tidings of Jannat. Whoever you meet, so long as they got full conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jannat is theirs. This is the glad tidings. This is the basharat. This is the glad tidings from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he then went, and the hadith is related in full in Muslim Sharif. Yeah, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, he didn't bring the whole hadith. What had happened was Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he took this good news. The first person to meet outside the orchard was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So when he met Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and he mentioned this good news, this glad tidings to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu gave him one hit, gave him one shot on his chest, and told him, don't convey this message to the people. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, he asked Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, what had happened? Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu fell down. When he fell down, he went and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're asking me to give the good news, and here Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is stopping me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, another lesson we learn from this hadith, if any news comes to us, we must always verify it, clarify it, before reaching any decision. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't reach any decision. He asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that what is the issue? Why did you do this? Why did you strike him when I sent him to give this good news? So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu explained that people would rely on this good news and they would neglect the performance of good deeds. His good news is, so long as you are saying the kalima with conviction, you are going to enter Jannah, people now will stop doing good deeds. In other words, nawafil, extra actions, good actions, they'll stop it because they got such an easy good news that for you is Jannah by just believing in the kalima. With the result that people now would be deprived of getting the highest stages of Jannah. Now people won't get the highest stages of Jannah just because they're relying on this good news. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed with the opinion of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. This is one of the examples wherein even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam agreed with the opinion of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Allah ta'ala had blessed him with that foresight. So anyway, this hadith now is narrated to us. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is narrating this hadith to us, so we can see the power of just having iman, just having the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. We find that what a society that was. Love that they shared, the happiness that they shared, the times that they shared. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu wasn't embarrassed to mention that what had happened. He got struck. And in another hadith it comes, he actually says that he fell down onto his back with the strike of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. But it wasn't a thing of shyness or anything like this, that this is what happened to me. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed with Hazrat Umar. It wasn't a thing like that. They had such clean hearts that even if they had to make a mistake or something was done to them and the verdict went in favor of someone else, even then they would narrate the hadith. Why? Because the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu is what's important. It's not what happened to me, what the end result was with me. It is what is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that counted. Allah Pak also give us that spirit, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.